Today is Monday, August 9th. We're talking about a big jump in COVID-19 cases here in the U.S. and a new variant that experts are keeping a close eye on. Also, a California wildfire is now making history as one of the largest ever, and thousands of homes are still threatened. Plus, new rules for traveling to Canada, record high prices for Uber and Lyft rides, and the final medal count from the Tokyo Olympics. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in about 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Lacey Evans, filling in for Erica Mandy during her maternity leave. You ready? Let's do this. New COVID-19 cases in the U.S. are hitting levels we haven't seen since winter. The country is now averaging 100,000 new infections reported every day. For comparison, that number was just 11,000 a day back in June, and we haven't been in six-digit territory since February. The White House says seven states make up about half of all the new cases and hospitalizations from the last week. They're mostly in the South. We're talking about Florida, Texas, Missouri, Arkansas, Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. And in parts of those states, hospitals are having a hard time finding enough beds for patients. Most people getting COVID-19 now are getting the Delta variant, which has been proven to be much more contagious than the original strain. An even newer variant is starting to pop up too, though, and that's Lambda. It's been detected in 29 countries, including the U.S. Infectious disease experts say they're closely watching this one, but they don't know a lot about it yet. Some early studies have shown it's also more contagious than the original strain, but it's still not clear if it might cause more severe cases. And when it comes to vaccines, health experts say they're probably still at least somewhat effective against Lambda, but they don't know if people will be quite as protected against this strain as the others. Researchers are looking into all of this now, and it's important to point out, cases of Lambda are still pretty rare in the U.S. It has popped up in 44 states, but no big clusters have been reported. Unfortunately, the Dixie Fire in Northern California has only grown more out of control over the weekend. It's now the largest fire burning in the U.S., and it's the second largest wildfire in California history. This is the one that nearly destroyed the small town of Greenville. More than 400 homes and other buildings have been ruined so far in the Northern Sierra Nevada area. Thousands more are threatened. More than 8,500 firefighters have worked on this one, but it's been tough to get ahead of strong winds that are fanning the flames through dry brush. More than 700 square miles have burned so far. That's more than double the size of New York City. The Dixie Fire is just one of more than 100 major wildfires burning in 15 states in the U.S., sending smoke all over the country. The last couple days, air quality in Denver, Colorado, and Salt Lake City, Utah, was ranked among the worst in the world. The U.S. isn't the only country dealing with major wildfires, though. More than 150 fires have been reported in Greece over the last week. The worst ones are burning just north of Athens and on the island of Evia. Thousands of people have had to evacuate during an unprecedented heat wave. Temperatures have spiked as high as 113 degrees Fahrenheit. Greece's army is helping hundreds of firefighters get the fires under control, and other countries like France, Egypt, Switzerland, and Spain have sent in help. The Taliban have now taken over key cities in northern Afghanistan. Just yesterday, the militant group seized the strategic hub of Kunduz. The group has already taken over most rural areas, but Kunduz was the first major Afghan city to fall. About 375,000 people live there, and the Taliban took over the capitals of three other provinces just this weekend. It says it seized armored vehicles, weapons, and military equipment from Afghan government forces. Now, there are fears even the nation's capital of Kabul could fall by the time the U.S. totally ends its combat mission at the end of this month. Most U.S. troops are already out. So far, President Biden hasn't commented on the latest Taliban takeovers. A White House spokesperson just told reporters over the weekend Biden is focused on what's best for the American people. The U.S. will continue airstrikes as it deems necessary. Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan says all other American citizens should leave the country immediately for their safety. Back home in the U.S., the jobs market is getting stronger. The Labor Department says the country added 943,000 jobs in July, and a good chunk of them were in the hospitality industry, like in hotels and restaurants. That brought the unemployment rate down to a pandemic-era low of 5.4%. To put that into perspective, back in April of 2020, the unemployment rate reached almost 15%, but it's still not quite as low as it was before the pandemic hit. Americans are getting paid more, too, though. Wages are up 4% from this time last year. last year. One more thing that could help American budgets? The White House announced the 42 million Americans with student debt will have more time to pay those bills. People with federal student loans now won't have to pay until February. Much more news in a moment, but first, your main host, Erica Mandy, is here to talk about why she's a fan of our sponsor, Ritual.
The only multivitamins I've taken for more than a year now are from Ritual, and the nutrients I'm putting in my body have been more important than ever before, first during my pregnancy and now postpartum. I really appreciate knowing that Ritual's vitamins do not include any sugars, GMOs, synthetic fillers, or artificial colorants. They're also easy to take, just two small pills once a day, with or without food. And they taste great, too, which is super rare for a multivitamin. I've taken three types of Ritual pills so far. Their regular multivitamin for women, then the prenatal, and now the postnatal. But Ritual has vitamins for everyone, including women, men, and teens. Get high-quality nutrients in the form you deserve. And get them delivered to your door every month with free shipping. It's so convenient. In fact, if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order. Plus, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Just go to ritual.com/newsworthy to start your Ritual today. That's ritual.com/newsworthy to get 10% off during your first 3 months. ritual.com/newsworthy.
The Tokyo Olympics are officially a wrap, and the Americans will be coming home with more medals and more gold medals than any other country. Team USA won 113 medals total, at least 25 more than anyone else. On the gold medal count, we won 39, just one more than China. This final weekend really put us over the top. For the first time ever, the American indoor women's volleyball team won gold by beating Brazil in straight sets. Over on the basketball court, the American women won their seventh straight gold medal. They beat Japan by 15 points in the championship game. The American men's basketball team is also coming home with the gold. The men beat France by 5 points. And this is the fourth gold medal in a row for men's basketball. Over on the track, cyclist Jennifer Valente made history. She's the first American woman to win gold in track cycling. And Allison Felix became the most decorated female Olympian in track and field. She won her 11th medal after the U.S. took gold in a relay race. Now, the countdown is on to the next Olympic Games, which, believe it or not, are just 6 months away. The 2022 Winter Games are scheduled to begin in Beijing, China, in February. The next Summer Olympics is happening in 2024 in Paris, France. Starting today, fully vaccinated Americans can go to Canada again, for any reason. Traveling there won't be quite as easy as it was before the pandemic, though. Adults have to have proof they've been vaccinated and have a negative COVID-19 test. Kids younger than 12 who can't get the shots yet are allowed to go too, just as long as they're traveling with fully vaccinated people. To get there, you can drive or fly, since border checkpoints are now open, and airlines are adding more flights to Canada. Starting today, Air Canada will have up to 220 daily flights between the U.S. and Canada, and United Airlines is adding more Canada flights next month. As for hotels, analysts say the average room rates in Canada are actually lower now than they were before the pandemic started, but they're expected to go up again soon, now that the border has reopened. Be prepared to shell out a lot more money the next time you need a ride from Uber or Lyft. Prices are at record highs right now. The market research firm Rakuten Intelligence looked at more than a million receipts. They found average fares have hit new record highs every month since February. And now, customers are paying about 50% more compared to what they were paying before the pandemic started. Uber and Lyft have been spending a lot of money to entice new drivers. And the good news is, those efforts seem to be working. Both companies have reported large numbers of drivers joining the platforms in recent months. But it's still not enough. Demand is still outpacing driver supply, especially in larger cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and New York City. More than two dozen former football players, coaches, and contributors were just immortalized in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The new inductees include retired icons like longtime Indianapolis Colts quarterback Peyton Manning, record-holding wide receiver from the Detroit Lions Calvin Johnson, and the always dependable Charles Woodson, who played both cornerback and safety for the Raiders and the Packers. During last night's induction ceremony, all three men spoke about their love of the game. Speaking of football legends, the sports world is saying goodbye to one of the most successful college college football coaches in history. Bobby Bowden died from pancreatic cancer over the weekend at age 91. Bowden is best known for the more than 30 years he spent coaching at Florida State University. He led the Seminoles to two national championships during the 1990s. And Bowden holds the record for the second most wins by any Division I football coach with 377 victories. Only the late Joe Paterno of Penn State has more wins. Suicide Squad didn't perform as well at the box office as Warner Brothers expected. The movie brought in $26.5 million worth of ticket sales in North America. The studio had expected the action movie to make at least $30 million. Variety reports some regular moviegoers might have been worried about new COVID-19 outbreaks. Plus, audiences had the option of watching it at home. Suicide Squad debuted on HBO Max on the same day it arrived in theaters at no extra charge to subscribers. At home or in theaters, Suicide Squad has been a hit with critics. It received a 92% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. And that's it for your main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, here's Erica again with a quick word about our sponsor, Rothy's.
Let's start with the research. Rothy's surveyed thousands of customers, and the number one word used to describe their shoes is comfy. And yes, I would agree, Rothy's are stylish, they're sustainable, and they are actually comfortable. I used to dread wearing shoes for the first time, but with Rothy's, you never have to break them in. Instead, Rothy's shoes are comfortable and easy to wear right out of the box. I remember getting my first pair and being super impressed. And years later, I'm still wearing them. No wonder PopSugar named Rothy's one of the, quote, most comfortable and cute flats you'll never tire of wearing. And just like my shoes, Rothy's newly launched men's shoes have been tested to make sure they have the perfect fit, wash after wash. So step up your summer wardrobe with washable, sustainable, stylish shoes and bags from Rothy's. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new warm weather favorites today. That's Rothy's, R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy.
Now back to Money Monday. It's getting more expensive to have a wedding these days, and even if couples can afford it, it's not easy finding a venue. The market research firm The Wedding Report says there will be about 2.5 million weddings next year. That's about 500,000 more than normal. They include couples who postponed their weddings because of COVID-19 and those who recently got engaged. The average price for a wedding is expected to hit $25,000 by 2023. That's a couple thousand dollars more than before the pandemic. Some of that is because the demand is high, or because companies are charging more to keep up with certain health and safety protocols. But also, The Knot did a recent survey and found most couples are splurging on extras. For example, an extra photographer, more exotic flowers, and a bigger guest list. These big, fancy events are happening on more and more weeknights, too. Axios spoke with a wedding planner who said she's seen far more ceremonies planned for Thursdays and Sundays than usual because venues book up so fast for Fridays and Saturdays. Many places are already booked solid for next year and taking reservations for 2023. However, the Wedding Report expects the industry to be a little more normal by 2024. All right, thank you for listening today. We'll be back with much more news tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.